Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about the state of healthcare in Tuolumne County, joined in studio today by the president of Adventist Health Sonora, Michelle Fuentes, getting an update on various healthcare-related matters. Ms. Fuentes, next thing I want to ask you about is, what are some of the things that you would say Adventist Health Sonora has done in recent years to kind of expand its reach and services?
Well, it's a good question, BJ. I think when you ask that, my mind goes big picture. But then I kind of bring it back into Sonora, and I would tell you that it was just a year ago that we opened up the Health Pavilion and the Diana J. White Cancer Institute. It feels like it was a lot longer than that because it was one of the first projects I worked on when we moved here 5.5 years ago, but it's been open just 1 year at this point. So I would tell you that has seen an increase in volume across the board, specifically around our Cancer Institute. We are seeing much more volume than we projected seeing, and I'm happy to know that we're taking care of patients where they need it. The other thing we've done just recently, in May of this year, we acquired two spine surgeons from the Bay Area, Dr. Booth and Dr. Grant. And in doing so, we opened up our very first clinic in Modesto. So there is an Adventist Health clinic for the first time ever down in the valley that is supported by Sonora, with the idea that patients are still going to come from Fresno, Sacramento, the Bay Area to receive care from these two amazing physicians. And then the surgeries will actually come up the hill and take place in Sonora. So we are providing the people of Modesto and the surrounding area down in the valley an opportunity to experience care up here in Sonora and with some amazing physicians. So we have definitely expanded our reach as Adventist Health Sonora.
So getting into Modesto, is that the first time that you've done anything like that?
Yeah, it's the very first time. I think there are other opportunities for us to get into Modesto as well, other things that we've looked at and considered. As an organization, we look at that space and call it white space. It's space that Adventist Health doesn't have a presence in today. And I think we can do healthcare well and give the people of Modesto another option when they're looking for, today, spine care. And if you just let me expand on that for a second, BJ, I'll tell you that there is a community down in Tulare where there was a hospital. It was Tulare Regional Medical Center. And in 2018, the government shut this organization down. There's quite a bit of news on this topic, but Adventist Health stepped into that space and said, we think we can be a solution for this community. And that's a community of 70,000 people. And we stepped in and opened up a hospital, opened that hospital back up again as Adventist Health Tulare. So I think in addition to Adventist Health Sonora reaching out from, you know, the foothills down into the valley, you've got Adventist Health stepping into communities that need healthcare as well. And so I think it's just part of who the corporation is in general, to step into places in California that don't have healthcare today and really providing state-of-the-art healthcare for our rural and underserved populations in California.
Is it a benefit to be part of that larger network with Adventist Health that stretches various different ways?
It's absolutely a benefit. When you're in healthcare, size really does matter because you're able to negotiate things on the cost end and on the revenue end that you wouldn't be able to negotiate if you were a small standalone hospital. You know, as any organization, there's some frustrating components of being part of a large corporation, but at the end of the day, having the support you need to be able to have capital support to either buy new land and or new buildings, expand services, there's benefits in that that outweigh all the annoyances that can come from being part of a company.
You mentioned the Health Pavilion and the Diana J. White Cancer Institute. Has that been going as planned and working out how you had hoped?
It is. In fact, I'm very pleased to see that not only are we seeing the same number of patients, but expanding that. We look at just medical oncology. So cancer makes up three different components. You've got radiation oncology, medical oncology, and then you have infusion services. And if you just look at medical oncology alone, we're seeing 40% greater volume than we expected to see at this time this year. that tells me that we're able to take care of the patients in our community who really want, who need to stay here and receive their oncology treatment. I believe as a community hospital, we can be good at a number of things, and oncology is one of those. And so we have definitely met and exceeded our targets there, and the experience scores that our patients are having are phenomenal as well. So really excited about that. When you look at primary care, which is on the second floor of the Health Pavilion, we've introduced a brand new model of healthcare there, and we studied some other models. So we've got we've introduced this Virginia Mason type of model in healthcare. It's supposed to really enhance the patient experience, enhance privacy for the patient. And we've actually been asked to go down to New Orleans in November and speak at a healthcare design conference, where it's a nationwide conference, and architects and healthcare engineers from across the nation are going to come and listen to the story of Adventist Health Sonora and the new engineering that we've done to approach patient care in our new health pavilion.
I was at the building not too long ago taking a family member to get an x-ray, and I was surprised by the calm ambiance of the facility as well.
Yeah, you know, that was part of when we sat down and started to dream about it. We said, what do patients see when they come in? What do they feel? What do they hear? You know, you start to think about all the senses that people have. And most commonly, patients and family members experience anxiety and fear. And so the question then becomes, how do you, through ways of our senses, try to eliminate those things or at least reduce them? And so we had a team of people who were dedicated to trying to figure that out and at least do our part to try to reduce that as much as we can from a physical perspective.
And then the Joy to V Gala is going to be coming up next month, and that kind of ties into cancer care, doesn't it?
It does. For years, actually, I think from the beginning of the Joy to V Gala, it's been dedicated and focused on cancer patient support funds. So these are patients who may have a hard time paying their heating bill, may have trouble with transportation, may need lodging and support for that. And we're able to step in and pay for those things for patients when they need to be focused on beating cancer. And so our goal is to step in when they need us most. And we use the gala to raise money for that endeavor. And it's one of the most beautiful things I think we can do for our community, for some of our most vulnerable patients.
And are tickets still available for that event?
Tickets are available. We're expecting to have about 500 people there. And I last I heard, we had just sold about 300. So there are about 200 tickets still available, and we'd love to have a full house of people who are there and excited about gratitude and giving back and really supporting our cancer patients.
That's coming up the last weekend, Sunday in September. Anything new with that event this year?
You know, we are going to hold it at the fairgrounds. It's our first time holding it at the fairgrounds. Last year, we brought it back to Tuolumne County. We had a celebratory event with a big tent over at the health pavilion. But logistics of putting it in the parking lot were challenging. But we love having it in Tuolumne County and being home. And so we're going to hold it over at the fairgrounds. The theme is Havana Nights. And we're excited about our speaker this year. He's a world-renowned speaker in gratitude. And I think as an organization, we are very grateful for our community and the way that they support us.
Have you announced the Irving J. Simons Award winners yet?
We have. It's gone out, and I'm really quite excited about Ron and Ann Patel being our Irving J. Simons Award winners this year. Two of the most remarkable people that I have ever met, and I cannot wait to be up on stage with them when they get their award this year.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the state of healthcare in Tuolumne County, joined in studio this weekend by Michelle Fuentes, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.